Pergiralev, Mishneh Dalad, continuing on the theme of a person throwing an object for Amos. This time we find ourselves in a different location. Hazorek Bayam Arba Amos Patur. Person who throws an item for Amos in the sea is exempt. The reason is that the sea has the status of a Carmelis, the sea has a status of a Rishus HaRabim only midirabanan, and therefore it is not really considered a public thoroughfare, hence the person is exempt from bringing a korban chatas. Im haya rekak mayim urshus harabi malaches bo, if there was a shallow pool of muddy water, and the public domain, the shus harabim, passes through it, hazoreg lesocho arba amos chayav, a person who throws four amos into it would be chayav, would be culpable. Reason why a person were to throw in this small little pool of water, which is located in the Rishus HaRabim, is simply because it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. Just because it's a pool of water, even though it's located in the public domain, since people traverse it, people cross through it, it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. Kamohu Rekakmaim? How much, how deep is considered a shallow pool of water? Answers the Mishnah, Pachos Masara Tvachim. This pool of water is less than 10 Tvachim deep. Such a pool, which is less than 10 Tvachim deep, has the status of the Rishus HaRabim. It is more than 10 Tvachim deep. It would be considered a Carmelis, it would be considered a non-public domain, and therefore a person who were to throw into it would be Patur. The Mishnah concludes, V'kakamayim Rishus HaRabim Malachas Bo, a shallow pool with the Rishus HaRabim that passes through it. V'sochar Ba'amos Chayav. The person throws in it for Amos, he is Chayav. This appears to be somewhat redundant. It appears to be the exact same case as what we mentioned earlier. And in fact, the Gemara says, what is the reason why this law, this halacha, is restated? The Gemara actually learns that it wants to highlight a couple of important halachos. I want to highlight, first of all, that the shallow pool of water, which is 4 amos wide, even though it is less than 10, still has the status of Rishus HaRabim. And even though many people would not necessarily traverse through it, let's say if it would be 9 amos deep, it would be quite deep, it would be quite a burden for a person to want to walk through it. Nonetheless, even though it's not considered something normal for a person to pass by and traverse this fairly large pool of water, nonetheless, sometimes people do walk through it and traverse it, it would still be deemed Rishus HaRabim nonetheless. However, if it would be considered very inconvenient, let's say it would be this really large pit, 9 Tvachim deep, and it really isn't fit for traversing whatsoever, it would not have the legal status of Rishus HaRabim, but rather just a Carmelis, simply because it is not convenient to use. Mishnah, hey, Hazorek min hayam leyabasha, person throws an item from the sea to the land, the sea having the status of a Carmelis, a Rishus HaRabim only midrabanan. Rabbis called this a Rishus HaRabim midrabanan because it looked like a public domain. It didn't exactly have all of these specifications, but nonetheless they treated it like a quasi-public domain. So if a person throws from the sea to the land, Meriabasha Layam, or from the land to the sea, Meriyam Layasvina, or from the sea to the boat, again the sea is this Carmelis, and this boat is the status of Rishus HaYachid, Minasvina Layam, or a person throws from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, Minasvina Lachaverta, person throws from one boat to another, from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, with this Carmelis running between them. In all of these cases, a person would be patur from bringing a korban chatas. Mishnah continues, Sfinos, Keshiros, Zavazo. There are these two boats that are owned by two different people that are tied together. Metatalin, Mizolazo. A person could carry from one to the other, providing that they've created what's called an Erochateros. They've established that they are a joint party by placing food in the property of one individual. And they are like joining and accompanying together through this Eruv Chateros. In Enang Shiros, in the event that these boats are not tied together, an Eruv Chateros would not help. Af al pi shemukafos, even though they are adjacent to one another, ein matagdim is zeh lizeh, one will not be able to carry from one to the next, because an eruv chatziros will not help in the event that these two boats are not tied, since they would perhaps be easily separated, and therefore one cannot carry from one to the next. If, however, the boats are tied together, then one can carry from one person's boat to the other, providing, of course, an eruv chatziros, whose details will be explained at another point, provided that was set up, and one would be permitted to carry from one boat to an X, because both these boats traverse over a Carmelis, Irshus Arabim, only Midrabanan.